So I'd like to talk to you about what it means to be greater than time. And I'm talking about linear time in the sense that there's a past, a present, and a future. So when we talked about being greater than your body, we were talking about remembering problems that are memories that are etched in your brain. And those memories are associated with certain people and certain objects or certain things at certain times and places. And the moment you begin to think about those problems, you're thinking in the past. And because every single one of those problems is an experience that you've had, and the end product of experience is called emotions, the moment you remember your problems, you start feeling unhappy. Now, thoughts are the language of the brain, and feelings are the language of the body, as you've learned. And taking the thought and the feeling, the memory and the emotion, the stimulus and the response, conditions the body emotionally into a familiar past. And most people start their day in that state of being, their identity defined by the past. They get up and they go through a series of routine behaviors, just like they did the day before. And their body has become the mind, and it's dragging them on autopilot into a predictable future, a known future based on what they did in the past. So if the familiar past is the known and the predictable future is the known, there's only one place where the unknown exists, where we can create something new. And it's called the sweet spot of the generous present moment. And paying attention is being present. And all of us have experienced this. We've gotten so involved with what we were doing, so focused on something, that when we came back to our identity, we came back to our personality, we looked at the clock and it was an hour later. We forgot that we had a body. We forgot about the pain in our back. We forgot about the people in our lives. We forgot about our cell phone. We forgot where we were even sitting. We could say then we were so present that we transcended this concept called space and time. And it's in that eternal present moment where true creation takes place. And we're going to teach you how to do that.